John 1 is one of those first 14 verses of John 1, one of those sections of scripture that, as a preacher, I just want to get up and read it again and then go sit down. Because in so many ways, it says what it means to say. There's a poetry to it that invites you to read it over and over and over again. And I say that really that if you're looking for a spiritual practice during Christmas in the next few days, you could do a lot worse than continue to go back to this section and to just go over it and meditate on it and meditate on it, because the church has written about it for centuries and it will never stop until Jesus comes back. It is inexhaustible in almost every way and can open you up to God speaking to you through his word, which is much of what it's trying to talk about. But I am a preacher. There is a sermon to give, so I will try to explain it just a little bit, first by telling a story. And there's a story I heard not too long ago about a bishop in the Church of England who, during Christmas, had made a visit to Bethlehem. I don't know how many of you have been to Bethlehem. I have not been. I've seen pictures from others that have. And he was there at the church in Bethlehem, walking through the ruins of Jesus' story and where he was born. And as he was kneeling in worship and in prayer in silence, he was overcome with remorse. He was thinking about the ways in which sin had torn the world apart. He was thinking about being in the birthplace of Jesus, lying in ruins. And he was thinking about the various ruins of the church and his own life and politics and the world, you know, the dark things. And so what came out of him in this time of prayer to God was, can we just have a new start? We've made a mess of things. Can we just make a new start? And to his surprise, he heard in his heart God, by his telling, say to him, yes, of course, that's what this is all about. And what John's story is about, the beginning of John 1, is about a new start in the midst of the old. Christmas is about a new start, a new life, a new birth in the middle of all of our current lives, no matter how marred in darkness we may feel that they are, that the light of Jesus is there, shining, pointing a way towards a future that, were it not for God, would not be possible. And to summarize maybe what that new start looks like, John takes up three different categories which encompass kind of the whole of our lives and speak about many of the main themes of his gospel and in all of the scriptures. Three things that are made new in the midst of the old. The first thing that gets made new is the whole world. The second thing he talks about being made new is a new family or a new community. And the third thing he talks about being made new is a new life. A new world, a new community, and a new life. And so very briefly, you can see at the beginning when he says, in the beginning, right? Where that comes from, the creation of the world, right? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This is on purpose. This is a very intentional thing that John is doing. He's rewriting Genesis. And he's saying that a new creation is going to come about when the Word that spoke all things into being takes on flesh and comes among us. He's retelling the story about how in the beginning there was darkness and God shone a light and he saw that that light was good and created all things, but how when the world drifts away in sin, the reverse happens. It moves away from that light and back into darkness and in death. And so what God has to do is remake those things new. And so he does in the life of Jesus, the light of men that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And what he does, in effect, in doing this is show that the thing that the world is made up of is not chaos. It's not random. It isn't it isn't full of darkness or constituted, that is founded or created by violence. That it is created as a gift. It is meant to be in communion. It is a place where light and peace and life are meant to flourish with God. And we can see in the new world, in Jesus, God shot through, as it were, in the world that we live in, so that we can know that what God desires is to be with us, just as the Word is with God. That is what creation and life and light are all about. But if that seems a little bit abstract, it's because it is. So maybe you can take it down a little further and talk about the ways in which, when the world falls into darkness, that ruptures the relationships that we have with one another. That when violence comes into the world, or lies and deceit, or jealousy and envy, or murder and strife, or stealing, or whatever, what have you, that those things actually affect the lives of the people that live here, and it breaks them apart. It fills our hearts with fear and guilt and shame. It isolates us from one another. It forces us to hurt one another. We enact revenge on each other, and we forget to know what we look like. We forget to know what God looks like. We forget what life is really about with one another. And so he says the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. In fact, his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And so John very famously says that God gives his son as a gift, the gift of Christmas, because he loves the world, so that the world can be brought back into relationship with him through that son who dies on a cross. It is God in Jesus Christ who on the cross reconciles the world back to God, forgives the wrongs that we have made towards one another, washes clean the sin that has devastated our relationships and the world, and makes them new, so that we can be born again, not only into a new life, but into a new community, new people that we can love and that will love us and show us what God's love is really like. A new family where we can become children who belong and who receive our lives with one another as a gift from God to be enjoyed, to be desired. And so it is then in this community that is longing for this new world brought about in Jesus that we are given a new life. That in the flesh, we see what it really means to be human, what it means to act in the world, what God really thinks about us. We behold and receive, John says, grace upon grace, because grace and truth come through Jesus Christ. And so when we don't know how to live, when we are full of guilt and shame, when we have lost our way and are in the darkness, we can turn to Jesus. We can look at Jesus. We can ask help from Jesus to find the way to see what is really true and to reach out for that life that we long for that being aliveness that God so desires from us. At Christmas, I'm often reminded of a quote by Kurt Thompson, who says that we are all born looking for a face that is looking for us. And it's there at Christmas when we see Jesus that we look back at the face of God and we can see what our lives are really made of. And in coming to him, we come and realize that we are not alone in our desires to be loved and to be known by God. And so we begin to walk that way together and we find a new kind of life here in this community. And in this community, seeking and longing to love one another as Christ loves us, we begin to see repair in the world, forgiveness and reconciliation, charity and love towards one another. We begin to see peace and a new world come together and come about. Because that is what God really desires for us. That is what God really talks about in his word. And that's what Jesus came to come and to accomplish. A new world, a new community, and a new life. So that we could see that all the deepest desires and longings of our heart are not against God, but that God hears us. He knows us. He has made himself known to us that we might know him too and live with him forever and ever through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.